Wherever you are offering at that stage. Therefore, there is an ascent. Gradually, you go on expanding yourself, and your sacrifice becomes greater and greater, much more intelligent, much more understanding, much more luminous. The word Niyatam Karma, if you examine the context in which the word is used in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find that Niyatam means that which is controlled, not prescribed, but that which is controlled. Yat comes from the word making an effort. Yatna, the word yatna comes from the word yat. An effort always means regulated effort. The real effort is that effort which is the real effort, that is a regulated effort. I may go on tilling the soil, but in a haphazard manner. That is not called effort. The effort is when I really put the plough, yoke it with the bull, and see that the ploughshare actually is entered into the soil, and then when it moves, it really cuts the soil and moves forward. Therefore, it is a niyatam. It is that which is regulated. All regulation is a method. All methodized effort is yoga. The very definition of yoga is nothing but methodized effort. Therefore, niyatam karma is a karma which is determined by yoga. So, it is now no more something to be found in the books, which is a book of prescriptions. Niyatam karma is a work which is determined by the yogic effort. And nityam karma is not only the daily activities which you are obliged to do every time, but it is niyatam karma which has to be of nityam. You have to do all the time the niyatam karma. All activities which you have to do all the time, all your activities, daily activities, have to be niyatam, have to be determined by yoga. Therefore, the solution is that all works, not something this or that, all works are to be offered, are to be performed. But still, there is a real meaning of svabhava, svadharma, sahaja. These also have to be taken into account. In the process of rising from lower level to the higher level, this idea of svabhavam, of svadharma and sahaja, all the three concepts have to be taken into account. Although in the beginning all actions can be offered, at the end all the actions have to be offered. But in the process of ascent, there is a real point in making a distinction. And that is why Sri Krishna says that an action done according to svadharma is to be preferred. Svadharme nidhanam shreyah, varadharmo bhayavah. This is another sentence in the Bhagavad Gita. Svadharme nidhanam shreyah. While doing your action according to svadharma, even if death occurs, it is better than doing something that is appertaining to the dharma of another. Varadharmo bhayavah. Is perilous, dangerous. It is perilous to follow somebody else's dharma. Now, what is the meaning of this?
Is this svadharma decided by birth in this context?
Sri Krishna himself says गुणकर्म विभागशः और स्वधर्म arises from स्वभाव. स्वभाव is according to the Varna. Varna is not decided by Janma, by birth. It is decided by guna karma vibhagashah. According to your natural qualities and your natural inclination of action, it is that which decides it.